This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
There's a great documentary that I highly recommend. Mosul is a great film. It's now currently up for Best Feature Documentary Oscar. And the voting is going to take place on Tuesday, December 12th. Dan Gabriel's with me. Dan is a former CIA counterterrorism officer and the director and executive producer of the film. Hey, Dan, welcome back to the show.
Rich, good morning. Great to be back with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So congratulations on the film being nominated. That is awesome.
Well, yeah, just to be clear, so it's qualified. It hasn't nominated. Nominated is the next phase, actually. So
okay.
It's gotten whittled down and made it through the first gates, but it's an accomplishment. Of course, you know, we're going up against a couple of Michael Moore-backed films, so we know how that will end, a conservatives film, and Hollywood probably isn't going to make it too far, but we'll give them a bar fight.
Well, good. I'm glad you're going to give them a bar fight. And for those who haven't seen the film, tell us what it's about.
So Mosul is the story of really the last battle of the Iraq War, and it's a story of the modern Middle East. That Mosul is a metaphor for what we see today in the modern Middle East. Of course, Mosul fell, the second largest city in Iraq. Mosul fell to ISIS control in 2014. And in October 2016 is when we began filming, along with the Iraqi security forces, as they undertook a massive operation, like the size of Stalingrad, to take back the city. And the film basically documents the story of this Iraqi journalist that travels from Baghdad up the Tigris River, just like in Heart of Darkness, as we get closer and closer to the main event. Things get more and more strange and more dangerous, ultimately concluding in July 2017 with the quote-unquote declaration of victory. And, of course, the film leaves the viewer wondering, is this really the final act, or have the seeds of the next conflict already been sown?
You obviously have served our country as a counterterrorism officer and former CIA counterterrorism officer. You were there. You see it. You lived it. You capture all this for us. For those who haven't been there, the twisted minds of ISIS, the camera crew, which I found this fascinating, embedded with Iraqi forces and literally went door to door liberating families while taking fire from ISIS.
Yeah, we get some great footage of the combat, yes, but I think more importantly of the human stories and some of the characters that we were able to bring to life. It's hard to imagine that they're even real people. An Iraqi widow who ISIS killed her first husband and then her second husband. So she turns into a vigilante and puts together a militia and takes on ISIS on her own power. So just incredible stories. Everything's true. Filmed as it happened.
What's it like being a veteran in Hollywood and making a movie like this? I mean, the point you made earlier, Michael Moore is going to be competing with you over his dumb films. What is that like to break into Hollywood? I mean, we all have this image of our mind of it being just this huge, you know, lefty mecca. But I imagine there have to be some other conservative voices there as well, right?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely an underground conservative movement. There's a very popular street artist that always draws a lot of attention when he kind of does a guerrilla street marketing campaign. He's the one that created that famous picture of Ted Cruz with the tattoo and smoking the cigar. There's a number of conservative Hollywood filmmakers and of course actors and actresses, but for the most part, they keep the politics to themselves when they're in Hollywood, and they only kind of reveal what their thoughts and their minds about when they get outside of town.
Dan Gabriel's with me. He is the former CIA counterterrorism officer and the director executive producer of Mosul, which is a film you definitely want to see. It's hopefully in contention for Best Feature Documentary. The hope is to get it nominated by the Academy, but first we have to get there. Best Feature Documentary for the Oscar. Is there anything that we can do to help you, or do you just have to be a member of the Academy to be able to vote?
Well, absolutely. If any Academy members are listening today, please cast your vote. But in the meantime, look, most importantly, let's get your listeners to check out the film, which they can do at Mosul.film. It's also streaming on iTunes and YouTube and Google Play, a bunch of other places, or you can get the DVD and Blu-ray, like I said, at Mosul.film. We got a promo code for your listeners, Radio, R-A-D-I-O. You can use it at checkout. I think it's an important story. So I appreciate you having me on to talk about it.
No, listen, man, it's a great story. It's a great film. It's absolutely amazing. It's the The last battle of the Iraq War, 1.3 million Iraqis were liberated from ISIS rule. It's just an amazing interview. The interviews, the stories, like you said, the filmography, or cinematography, I should say. And that's my hope here, is that my hope is that, politics aside, this film will be recognized for what it is, and truly being an outstanding documentary of a place that probably none of us will ever go to, unless you serve in the military, unless you had to be there, something we never, ever could otherwise see firsthand. It's just one of those things that it's not telling the story of something that happened. It's actually showing you the story in real time. My hope is that that will be recognized for that.
Well, I appreciate that, Rich. I think you're exactly right. It's equally of interest to, frankly, the guys and gals that were there. And I was there myself in 2004 to 2005. It was a much different city then. And also the people that haven't been there and just want to understand. A lot of the compliments that we get are that it's informative and people learn something that they didn't necessarily know before, more than it is entertaining. But, you know, look, since you and I talked last, there's a lot going on in the Middle East. And I hope that none of your listeners are going to have to ever go to Mosul, at least not unless there's sightseeing. But there's a lot going on in the Middle East. And that part of the world is undergoing some incredible turmoil right now that we don't see in the news. So I think it's also a good starting point to kind of learn about what's happening over there.
Yeah, I agree. Well said. Mosul.film. And again, you can use promo code radio as well. Thanks for giving that promo code to our listeners, Dan. We appreciate that.
You got it, Rich.
All right. Listen, best of luck, my friend. I want to see it nominated. Go out and see the film Mosul. Dan Gabriel, thanks so much, my friend.
Have a great week. Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.